Oh, all right. So this is just gonna be an episode. Let me see. Let me put on my alarm, 'cause I think I have an hour. Nope, I don't. I have 40 minutes. I'll give myself 40 minutes. Okay, so basically, I guess it's just a catch up and whatever. So, it's kind of awkward. I'm in public. I'm in public doing this and I'm taking out a computer. So, to make, I don't know. So, anyways, I'm in college and I hate it. It's not really that I hate it. It's community college, so it's not as hard as like a private like university. But I don't know. I don't. Let me. This is gonna be like a venting episode. It's a random episode. Sorry if you like hear wind, but like, I'm going for like an associate's in paralegal, I guess. Yeah, I'm doing paralegal. And it's just a catch up. I'm sorry if I sound sad or whatever. I'm also in public outside of my campus. So I'm just looking at stuff. So I have to make it look like I'm on a phone call. So yeah, I'm in paralegal studies and it's going out well. Just got done with lunch. And let me tell you, I feel like a loser. I mean, I always have, but still. I know, I think in the last episode I was super excited. I forgot what that was about. Maybe I said I was in psychology. I lied. I didn't choose psychology because what am I going to do with an associate's in psychology? And I don't think I can do college that far to get a bachelor's. So I'm not even going to transfer. So I'm just going to stick to a paralegal. Let me tell you something. I don't think I'm smart enough to do this. I don't think I'm good enough to do this. I'm having self-doubts. I've always had self-doubts about it. Of like, what am I gonna do with this degree actually? 'Cause from the beginning, basically, I never had any interest in paralegals or law and well, nothing about law, you know? My first day of college, I didn't go to classes 'cause I got in a car crash. And it wasn't my fault, but it was a hit and run. I was a victim of a hit and run, so that's fun. And it sucked. It like set out a whole line for me of like maybe this is gonna be bad because if you listen to the last episodes, you know, I grew up mostly sheltered, you know, my parents kept me by myself and my English isn't good. I was kept by myself and you know, I'm not very social and so this is a whole new thing for me. Let me tell you how this is going so far though. Oddly enough, I got done with one class, so I have a credit for that. I just have two classes right now. Next semester, I'm gonna have like three or four. I'm taking it slow loads at a time. I'm trying to do what I can do. And it's going pretty well. Surprisingly, knock on wood, I guess. It's a good experience. Let me tell you why. Because it shows me some sort of independence and just a new view on life. I also work too, so like I'm functioning as an actual an adult, you know? And I don't know. It seems good right now. I'm not gonna go too far into like what's going. Maybe next episode if I even want to record an episode. But let me just tell you, this is gonna be a venting episode. I feel like shit. I feel like nothing I'm doing is right. And it makes me doubt myself, even though in a way I am doing things right. You know what I'm saying? Because all you can do is just take it a day at a time. And it's like my anxiety hasn't been bad, but I also just have the things in the back of my mind that I can't get rid of. And it's like, let's jump back to my socialness and like my fucking social interactions. It's been great. I've been adulting, but I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I've never really been in a relationship. I've never had any kind of romance. I've never really driven by myself. I don't drive by myself anymore because my car is fucking wrecked. And, you know, my parents don't trust me to drive and they're still overprotective. And I'm still in the box where I'm a kid, but I'm also an adult. And it's just a lot. And I don't know if I'm doing anything right. You know what I'm saying? So it's just to that point. And I was doing an outline in English, right? It's like I'm on the phone with somebody. It's like I did this outline for English and my life, I don't want to give you a boo-hoo, wah-wah, oh, I'm so sad and all this and that, but genuinely, I'm not sad. I'm not depressed, which is great, knock on wood, I guess. It's just, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't know if I'm on the right path, you know, it's like, I've talked to God and I've prayed and like I have religious trauma, but like I can't help but to go back to that as a comforting point. And maybe there is something out there, maybe there's not. And I think there is, hopefully. And thankfully stuff has just been going well. But even though it's going well, it goes back to the question, am I doing everything right? You know, I made this podcast for fun, but I've also had hopes of being a podcaster. But then again, I don't put in the work for it because it's like, one, it's self-doubt. I'm not going to make it. But it's also like, oh, shit, I really don't have time for this. It's not like my free time where I was in high school because, you know, I have shit to do just like a lot of people. But if there is people listening, you know, that's really cool, too. I really appreciate that. But it's like, I don't know. I overthink. I mean, college has shown me that, like, I'm not, you know, as intelligent as I thought. Even though I do think I'm smart, it's just, in these classes, even though I have two, they function so differently, and they have different ways of teaching, and, you know, it's just the way that I'm not used to or I don't like. For example, my English class, it's just basic composition at this point. And the way that I write, personally, my personal writing style is I love big words. I love making sentence flow. I like making it interesting. I love being dramatic. I love theatrics. I love everything like that. Bright lights, Hollywoods, furs, diamonds. Associate that with my writing. That's the type of vibe that I want to get out, you know? But I have to cut it casual and make it clean and make it straightforward. Same thing as clean, but just to get a better point. And it's so simple. It's not me. You know what I'm saying? And I totally get that he's trying to put me in a form where I can be writing, you know, just to get the basics. But every time that I try to break out in these peer sessions and I do keep a clean format, but adding my personal touch, it's seen as, like, stupid and childish and, you know, it's not good. It's not smart. It's not adult. And I don't know. I'm kind of like, wow, guys, you know, that fucking hurt my feelings. But I have to get over it. Thug it out, I guess. And I don't know. It's just totally different. I know there's better people, obviously, than me. I know that. I'm going to humble myself and say it, because it's true. There's always someone better out there than you, and better than you out there. But also, we also have our own talents, and we have our own specialties that we love, and we, you know, dedicate that part that we love so much to the world, you know? And the parts that I love so much about myself, I have to shut out. And it's like, girl, this is college, you know, let me put it out and let me experiment. You know what I'm saying? And it's not working. It doesn't go for it. So I guess I have to try to find a different recipe. It's like, I'm going to be cut, I guess you could say, like, as a different person. But, like, what can you do at that point? So I guess it's nothing really special. And I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Let me see how many minutes I have. I have 31. Ooh, I have 31. That's crazy. So I'm going to be rambling for like 31 minutes. So it's like, imagínate. That means imagine. I'm going to be, change is good. Change is great. It's fascinating to see that people change, you know. When we get out of school, we see the changes that we're in high school people, but it's like, on the topic of change. And on the topic of, am I doing things right? I feel like I haven't changed. My last day is a senior year where we went to an event and there was this person and he recognized, well, ooh, don't let me say that. Sorry, it like misgendered them because they're now, you know, a woman. I'm sorry. Ooh, shout out to the trans community. Love you, babies. Well, she's like, oh, is this Mariana or whatever? I'm like, yeah. Do I know you? And she was like, oh, I'm from your elementary school. And we started talking because I don't remember you because she's changed so much. Not only because of her transition, but as a person, her personality. And that's just, you know, right, because that's what people are supposed to do, apparently. But I haven't changed physically. My face is still the same. I still look like my face looks the same as elementary. I look just as young as a kid, and my personality is still the same, you know? And maybe it's because we just caught up for like 5 minutes, but, you know, that really hurt me because I've worked so hard to experiment with myself and the change, and just to find out that I haven't, and my efforts are like, blech, you know, they went down. So, and you know, I've been told that by like a couple people. And like, I knew this guy from elementary, his name was Richard. Girl, I don't care if they're probably not going to hear this, but he told me that, you know, I'm still the same. And I'm also fat, you know, whatever, because I am fat. I'm not going to lie about that. And I just haven't changed. My personality hasn't changed. You know, I'm still here. Silence. Ooh, that's kind of tough. Right? It's weird to think about. But it's also like, I'm looking at a Life Water whole body hydration bottle, and it's like, I feel like I'm those little mountains of different colors, but people still see the sun. But, you know, the sun changes too. Whatever that means, you know, it changes. It sets, it rises, the colors change. And do the colors fucking change? That's the moon, I think. But either way, it's still a change, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. What do I have to do to be better? Different. Maybe it's because like I'm competitive, even though I say I'm not competitive. And what am I doing wrong? I'm just saying things that come out my mind. I don't really think about my words that much. And it's weird. If I get this degree and I do make it out of college, you know, I guess the question that comes out, it's like, who am I going to be? You know, as a fucking paralegal, I really have no ambitions to be it. I don't care about it. I don't really like it, but it's like, what other choice do I have? It's like, I've always wanted to talk to people. I've always wanted to communicate with them, and I guess psychology was a way for me to do that because I love learning about people, even though my social anxiety kind of stops sometimes, but people are fascinating and I love the way they speak and they talk and they move. And but am I smart enough? Like, psychology is just these what ifs, and if I get these degrees and I'm thinking too far ahead, but it's like, what do I do? Because it's like, buddy, just go into fucking psychology. I can't. Because I don't want to do 4 years of school. That's something I know I can't do. Why? Because I'm broke. And no scholarships want me because I was such a lame in high school. Because I thought I wasn't going to college. And I set myself in that mindset. And basically, my grades sucked. And I'm not going to get no fucking scholarship. So if I want to go into psychology for a bachelor's degree or a master's degree, I'm going to have to pull out big money. And I don't want to be in debt. Because what if I actually pursue to go and get a bachelor's? And then I drop out. And then bam, I still have to pay debt. Because that's a thing. So I don't want to do that. But it's like, paralegal, what the fuck am I doing? I guess it just comes down to my self-worth. I guess, in a point. Of how good enough I am for something. It's like, if I want to go back to talking about relationships. I've always felt like this when I was young, and it's going to sound boo-hoo and oh, womp womp. You know, it's going to sound like that, but I feel like I'm not good enough for love. And I can say that's okay, but it's not, it doesn't feel okay. It doesn't. It's like, I have issues. Don't we all? But like, I do. And it's like, my love and the way I see myself being loved, and I realize it's unhealthy. It's like, if someone isn't all over me, then I don't feel loved. And if they're not, I have daddy issues, guys. I do. I have daddy issues. I have mommy issues, which, you know, it just places into filling things that I couldn't have, I guess, if I could say that. There's just so many topics that I'm jumping around, and it's kind of crazy, right? But, like, what else can you do? I'm not, I don't know. It's like, in a sense, if you really think about it, I'm just not good enough, you know? Nobody's wanted me for so many years, and I guess it's just going to stay like that, and I have to be at peace with it. You know, I've been going out more, I guess you could say, at work, I don't think nobody's found me attractive, and change, and going back to change, I've tried to change myself, but even with change, nobody wanted me, so I guess that's cool. It sucks because you feel like nothing, and I don't say nothing like I'm nothing. I feel nothing. I don't know. Manifestations and tarot cards and prayers can only get you so far, you know? I don't know. Ooh, I messed up my headphones, but it's like, at what point do you realize it's done? You know what I'm saying? Not to get dark or whatever, but at what point do you realize life just isn't worth it? You know, I'm only 18, and I know it's really young, but maybe this isn't worth it. Maybe it's not, and I'm not depressed or anything, so I haven't thought about suicide in so long. Like, genuinely, like, seriously, but Well, yeah, I haven't. It's like, I've never contemplated and just sat on my bed and was like, I'm gonna fucking kill myself tonight. No, but like, genuinely, I just wonder how long till I'm like, well, it's enough. It's boring. Life is boring, but life is also what you make it. But like, I've tried to make it work for so long, but it feels like the pieces aren't falling where I want it to fall. I can use all the big words that I want. I can use the format of the highest degree, but I feel like a fucking idiot. If you want to feel good about yourself, just listen to me. Just listen to me, I guess, because I have 21 minutes. No, I have 20 minutes. I don't know. It's like, I feel like an idiot. I don't know what to do. I'm sitting here outside. There's a computer. There's an HP computer from 2014 right in front of me. There is a Life water bottle right in front of it. My phone's on top. My Totoro bag is to the left side of me, and my brown purse is under it. I don't know what to say. You know, I wanted to make this episode since 10 a.m. Right now it's 1:05. And I feel like I lost the real words that I wanted to say, and now I'm just venting because I have nowhere else to. And I genuinely don't know if people listen to this or make it this far. I just want to be heard, I guess. It's like the friends that I have aren't really friending right now, and too much stress from family, so it's like I just need somewhere to go. You know what I'm saying? Nothing big, nothing small. To put it into words, I guess, I am confused. I'm a confused 18-year-old, just confused about life and what I'm doing and my path and what I'm doing wrong. And I'm gay too, I guess. I'm bi, but I can't say shit about it, and I'm praying to God, but does he hear me? You know, I can't drive. I work a mediocre job. I only get paid $11.10 an hour. I'm working for nothing. I'm not seen, I guess, but like, what can you do? Wow, these podcasts are so sad, I guess, or they're just pathetic, you know? On the bright side, let me tell you some positives. I went to Target, I bought stuff, and I guess I'm losing weight, so that's fun, because I'm walking so much. And I had hot Cheetos today, so that was great. I've said this in earlier episodes, but I meant to do something, but I just don't know what for. And I'm delusional, maybe, but it's what's keeping me going, I guess. I thug it out. You just gotta thug it out and keep on trying. It's what you gotta live by. I mean, I feel like, in a way, look, it's my hair, it's by the mic. I've been going in a circle. Well, not so much a circle, but I think something's come full circle. Let me give you an example. FNAF came out, a FNAF movie came out, and I've been listening to Hamilton. I've been literally living like my middle school self for a while now. And for a while, I mean like a week. And it just came full circle when I really thought about it. Because I'm like, oh my god, I did this before. You know, I don't know if that counts for anything, but I just want to tell y'all. Maybe interest you in some way. Maybe you won't. I don't know. Anyways, I have $79 in my bank account. So I have $79 in my bank account. I probably shouldn't be saying that. Because if someone steals... Oh, guys, don't steal my information. Please. Please. Don't do it. Yay. Anyways, how many minutes do I have? I have 15, so I can keep on going if I want. But, like, am I still recording? I think I'm vibes. Let me go on something else. What else? What else has been going on? Nothing much. Oh my god! No! Oh my god! I work in retail! Yeah! I work at Michael's now, Michael's craft store. And it sucks. Like any other job. Actually, lie. Because here's what I will say. I like cashiering more than returning and restocking. So it's really cool. And sometimes you get canned, sometimes you don't. But the people there are really cool. My managers are cool. And thankfully my coworkers are too. It's a very safe space. And I really like it. And I bought a stuffed animal yesterday because I closed. And his name is Chili. And I love him. I love you, Chili. Speaking of, like, work, I have to, like, save money now. Because I started this job in October? Yeah, I started this job in October. And I get paid shit, but I'm also seasonal. So, like, what can you do with a Klondike bar? What can you do with a Klondike bar? So I have to save money for Christmas gifts. It's really nice. So, for paying for stuff, I'm just being an adult, I guess. And you know what? I'm a fucking hater, and I'm a complainer, and I'll stay that way, girl. Because you know what? It's whatever at this point. I edited my full essay, my last essay, my major writing assignment. I edited it. I edited it. Whatever, you know what I'm saying. And, I edited all of my mistakes and all my stuff. And it still didn't save. And it literally sent my draft. But you know what? With prayers and hopes and peace and love, I'll at least get a 70 on that. It'll drop my grade from what I think I have. I have not checked my grades, but from what I last saw, I had a B or an A. Knock on wood that it stays that way. So hopefully it stays that way. And hopefully he gives me some sympathy. Oh, my professors. My professors are cool. I hated my first professor. He was my Cole's professor. I did not like him for shit. But my reading and English professor, they're so cool. I loved you. I love you. Here's what I will say. I'm a loser and I love learning. Sure, I feel like an idiot when I get humbled and I see that I'm not as smart as I thought I was, but it just makes me more competitive, I guess, to be better. And that's what I found out about myself being here. I found out that I'm very competitive and I like to win. So maybe I'm not the same from my siblings. Maybe I am the same, I mean, because we're all very competitive in a way and I just figured out that I like to win. It feels nice. So I like to get good scores and it's cool. Yeah, you heard it here. I love to learn. I love to learn about new things and it's cool to learn it. It's cool to learn, guys. Stay in school and try your best. But yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hello? Wow, only 15? I'm on 62 right now. I don't know if I can continue the episode or not. Anyways, I think I'm going to end the episode here. This is just what my life has been for like a while now. So thank you, babies. Bye-bye.